Okay, so that's the reason of my call to inform you that, sir, last couple of weeks, your computer has sending some error reports to our technical department, and that our senior technician and Microsoft engineer have detected that your Windows computer have got infected by lot numbers of frozen and harmful viruses by the internet, and that they are getting inside your computer and corrupting your computer day by day. And you are the genuine user of Microsoft Windows computer, so that's why we are calling you today and helping you to solve the problem, all right?
Are you sure?
Yes, yeah, sir. But why?
Well, here we go. I'll boot my computer for you now. We'll have a look at this.
Sorry?
There, my computer's now booting. It's a Macintosh.
It is not a not a Windows computer.
We don't have any those. We only have Macs and Linux machines.
We don't have any.
Here's our Wii. Yeah, I'm booting the Wii. I'm booting the Mac and the Wii. So, what are you talking about here? See, my Wii
all
is
right,
now turned on. You can help me fix the Wii?
Sorry? Yeah?
You can help me fix my Mac too?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have two computers booted up, yeah? Both of them have internet access, my Nintendo Wii and my Mac running OS 10. So how do we fix the Mac running OS 10?
All right, just wait, so I can tell it my technician, senior technician, all right?
But you called me, telling me that I have infected the internet. So you tell me how we're gonna fix this.
Yeah, hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, sir. Sorry for holding a line. All right, so are you in front of your computer right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the thing is like that, sir. First of all, I have to tell you that this is a paid service, okay?
Really?
All right, yes, sir. This is a paid service, so it is okay with you?
Well, tell me what you can do for me, and then we'll talk about it.
All right. So are you near to the computer right now?
Yes, as I said.
Okay, so just do one thing. Look, open your internet page.
Right.
It is on. Your internet page is on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now look it into your top. Do you see the long address bar over there?
Yes.
Okay, so there you need to type www.
Yes.
T as in Tango.
Mm-hmm.
E as in Echo.
Yes. Come on.
Yeah. Sorry?
You can more faster than this. I can type quite well.
Okay. That is T as in Tango, E as in Echo, A as in Apple,
mm-hmm.
M as in Mother, V as in Victor, I as in Indigo, E as in Echo again, then V as in Victor, W as in Water, then E as in Echo, R as in Roger.
TeamViewer.com. Yes, TeamViewer.com. Yeah, it's very good. It's used for remoting into people's PCs and taking them over, isn't it? It's good.
No,
software.
That's how I will connect your computer to our technical department. And that's where our senior technician will helping you to solve the problem, okay?
But you told me, when you called me, that we have a problem with Windows computers. And I told
you
don't have any Windows computers. We have Mac computers. So if it is a paid service, and you are paid to do this sort of job, then how is it, tell me please, that you don't know this fact?
Because the thing is like that, sir, I will tell you. The thing is like that, in your address is a register with Microsoft Windows computer. So that's why we are calling you, sir, okay? So it is our information is wrong, so that's why sorry for that. You know.
And what is my address? What do you have on file for my address?
So you want your address, right?
You tell me my address.
Okay, just wait, so I can check it my like that. Just wait, so I can tell you what is your address. Just wait, I'm checking my address.
You please tell me where I live.
Just wait.
I have turned down the mics to the phone, and I just want to take this time to say that this guy is a complete, total, and utter inflatable idiot.
That is.
I am having fun.
That is 20, sorry.
Yes?
It is your phone number, right, sir? I hope.
Tell me.
That is your phone number?
You didn't say it. You didn't read the number.
Yes, we know that, sir. I'll tell you everything. Just wait.
Okay, I'm waiting.
So your, it is 2070.
Right. Not quite, but carry on.
That is 0020707888886. That is your
freaking
number,
idiot.
Right?
It's close. It's not quite right. But if you have this number attached, then you have to have a point to it. So what address do you have for me here? Tell me what address it is.
Yeah, that is London. You are basically in from London, flat 9, right? And your state is WE, and your postal address is, just wait so I can tell you, your postal address is W1, right?
No, it's not W1.
What is it?
Oh, no, you tell me. I want to know exactly what you have about me on file so that I can find the right people and sue them. You carry on. I want to know everything you have to say about me here. I'm going to make sure that if I'm going to pay for a service, right, then if I'm paying for this service,
yeah,
it has to be the best service on offer, not a cheap imitation. If you are the best in the business, which I expect that you wish to be, you tell me what you have on file, then we'll see if we can correct the issue.
All right, so just a hold. I will tell you everything.
And exactly where are you calling me from?
Sir, we are calling you from London. All right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because yes, sir, we are pretty much sure because we are calling you from London. You don't need to worry.
Okay. Can you give me some GPS coordinates, please? I want to look up your location to make sure that you are a legitimate business. You tell me exactly your address. I will look you up on Google. Because Mac has Safari.
Right.
And with Safari, I can use Google. I like Google. Do you like Google? Or do
yes,
you like
I
Bing?
Like Google. No. I am like Google. So
good
my
man.
Address is... Okay, so that is Cardinal Place.
Cardinal Place?
8-0100 Victoria Street, London.
Victoria Street, London.
Yeah, and that is our physical address is SW1E5JL.
SW1E5 Juliet Lima.
Yeah, that is the postal code of ours.
All right, I will use this information and look up your credentials.
All right, sir. So are you checked? Sir, I can show you the problem. You don't need to worry. So I can connect your computer to
right,
our
okay.
technical
now,
part.
Let's talk
so
about this problem. What exactly are my computers, my Mac and my Nintendo Wii, what are they doing? Because you
sir,
do know Macs don't really get viruses, yeah?
Yeah, why, sir? Your Mac, every computer has downloaded junk links and some hackers will sending your email address and they can try to hack your computer every time. I do not heard about it. It is...
Okay, but what is it actually doing? Because, you know, there are viruses these days with many functions. Some of them send spam email. In fact, I'm telling you I'm telling you your job. You tell me your job. Tell me what exactly this thing is
okay.
doing. Because, you know,
okay,
it's easy to get antivirus software.
What antivirus do you have? Just tell me.
On the Mac, there are very... I haven't looked for any. So that might be my fault. However, I only got the Mac recently.
All right. So, sir, first of all, I will connect your computer, then I show you something that you have to can understand better. All right?
No, I prefer you tell me before I connect it, because, you know, you could be anybody off of the street. You could be from Pakistan or India trying to hack my computer for money. Yeah? Which, by the way, I would sue your company's ass for this kind of... this. You know that, right?
Sir,
I would sue
yes,
you
I
for
know.
That.
I understand.
You would no longer be in business. In fact, I would like to take down a phone number of yours as well, just for legitimate sake. Can you give me your phone number too? I have your address. I'd like your phone number too.
Hello.
I want to check this out.
You want my?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. All right. Do you want my phone number?
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello. Okay. So just do it. So I can transfer my call to my senior supervisor, and he can tell you everything.
Yes. Go ahead.
Better.
Yeah. I'll take
All
the
right.
phone number as well.
All right. So I can call you after 5 minutes, sir, because our senior supervisor is busy with another customer.
I need the phone number before you go, sir. I need the phone number right now. I want to check on this for myself, too.
All right, so you want to check it on your computer, right?
I will go to my friend's house, and I will get him to check this out. Maybe his computer is not virus infected, huh?
Sorry?
Maybe his computer is not infected.
Sir, the thing is like that. That is not about the viruses, okay? That is the... your internet, all right? Your internet has got infected, and that's
how do you infect an internet, sir? How can you possibly infect internet? The internet is owned by everybody.
No, sir. The thing is like that. I'll tell you. Some hackers and Nigerian hackers, what can do? They are generating some linkages on the internet, and they can whenever you use your internet. So that, do you have some pop-up like bad links?
Nope. And advertisement? Never any pop-ups, sir. Not a single pop-up.
So write down my phone number so I can call you back.
Okay,
so I can call you back after 5 minutes. So that is 012.
Mm-hmm.
02.
Yes.
54.
Yes.
And 8888.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Can you please read that one more time?
You can check it. You can... Okay, so that is 012.
Yep.
02.
Uh-huh.
54.
Mm-hmm.
8888.
All right. I will bear that in mind.
Sorry?
I will bear that in mind. I will look up your company's credentials now when we get off the phone.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so I can call you back in 5 minutes, all right?
You can call me back in 5 minutes when you have more useful information. Because right now, all you're telling me is that A, it's not a virus.
Sir, I am not. Listen to me, sir. I am a basic technician. Okay, I don't know about anything about computers. Okay, so our senior technician and senior supervisor when he come, so I can tell him to call you. Just wait for 5 minutes, so I can call you, sir. You don't need to worry.
I'm not worried, sir. I'm not worried in the slightest. I think this is quite interesting.
Sorry for that, sir. So I can call you. You don't need to worry. Bye-bye, sir. Sorry for that. And I can call you. Take your time.
Go ahead.